another airborne shootdown. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. An F-22 Raptor fighter jet shot down an unknown object flying off the coast of Alaska earlier today. That object discovered by military officials last night.
The object was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet and posed a reasonable threat to the safety of civilian flight.
Pentagon Press Secretary Air Force Brigadier General Pat Ryder says President Biden ordered the military to shoot down the object after other aircraft determined it was not crewed.
It was much smaller than the spy balloon that we took down last Saturday. The way it was described to me was roughly the size of a small car.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby. Efforts to recover the object are underway off the northeast Alaskan coast. Efforts to recover parts of the suspected Chinese spy balloon shot down off the South Carolina coast over the weekend have been suspended because of rough sea conditions. The Pentagon today saying the military has recovered the payload portion of the balloon believed to carry key electronic components. The FBI conducted a search of former Vice President Mike Pence's home today.
The FBI discovering an additional document with classified markings. An advisor says the DOJ took 5 hours to complete a thorough and unrestricted search of the residence, removing that document along with 6 additional pages without such markings that were not discovered in the initial review by the Vice President's counsel. Friday's search was agreed to as part of ongoing cooperation by Pence and federal officials following his attorneys discovering sensitive documents inside his private residence.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Pennsylvania Democratic Senator John Fetterman, who had a stroke during his campaign last year, has been released from a hospital after feeling lightheaded earlier this week. His communications director says tests ruled out another stroke. There's no evidence of seizures. He is expected to return to the Senate floor on Monday. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
A key aide to President Biden is leaving the administration.
President Biden's communications director is leaving her post at the end of the month. Kate Bedingfield has led the communications team since the inauguration and was also a communications director for then Vice President Biden and a deputy campaign manager in 2020. She will be replaced by Bent LaBolt, another alum of the Obama administration. President Biden called Bedingfield a critical strategic voice and a key part of advancing his White House agenda. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The Senate's preparing to vote on a repeal of the Iraq War authorization in the coming weeks. That bill would return the power of U.S. military strikes and deployments to Congress. Those in support saying keeping the authorization gives future presidents chances to abuse it and that Congress should have that power, while those opposed believe it could signal American weakness. There's a new leader when it comes to alcohol sales.
When it comes to booze versus brews, for the first time, spirit sales have surpassed beer in the U.S. market in 2022, according to industry group Distilled Spirits Council of the U.S., which says this growth was fueled in part by the resurgent cocktail culture, including the growing popularity of ready-to-drink concoctions, as well as strong growth in the tequila and American whiskey segments. The 13th consecutive annual gain pushed spirit sales to 42.1%, just a touch beyond beer, with 41.9% of the U.S. market share. Beer's growth essentially flat over the past several decades. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Well, the lead up to New Orleans' annual Mardi Gras celebration is underway. 3 parades are set for tonight along historic St. Charles Avenue in the Big Easy. They are the first of more than 24 such processions set in the city and suburbs between now and Mardi Gras, which falls this year on February 21st. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.